As Christians, we have several responsibilities, responsibilities that are proper. Paul would talk to Timothy in 1 Timothy 5 in verse 8, and again to the Colossian brethren in chapter 3, that as parents, spouses, husbands and wives and children, we all have proper responsibilities. He would talk to the Colossian brethren again in chapter 3 through chapter 4 in verse 1, that as employees and employers, we have responsibilities that are proper as well. But sometimes what is good can get in the way of what is better. When we fail to properly prioritize our activities, allowing ourselves to be distracted by what is good, then we're missing out on what is better. A good illustration of this is found in the New Testament in the story of Martha and Mary, two sisters who, along with their brother Lazarus, were loved by Jesus, John chapter 11 and verse 5. We turn our text, though, to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, and we want to examine what Luke says here about Mary and Martha. So we have an example of two sisters, one named Martha, one named Mary. Martha was very distracted with proper things. She had invited Jesus into her house. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 tells us that it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. That it was her house leads most to think that she was the oldest and therefore the head of that household. Her hospitality is certainly commendable, and that is a noble trait that we find throughout the Bible. Passages like Isaiah 58 and verse 7, Hebrews 13 and verse 2. But because of her hospitality, wanting to treat her guest with respect and honor and make sure they were taken care of, she became distracted by much serving. Again, we go back to our text in Luke chapter 10 and verse 40, and it says, Martha was distracted with much serving as she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. The Son of Man, the Messiah, had come to her house, and that was indeed a great honor. And there were likely those others beside Jesus, his disciples, maybe her family, and some of her neighbors were invited as well. So she naturally wanted her sister Mary to help, according to verse 40. But in the next verse, in Luke 10 and verse 41, Jesus gave her an answer. And he says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. These were not things that were wrong within themselves. She had invited guests in, and naturally, as people, women want to do, they want to provide for their guests. Nothing wrong with that. But they took priority when they should not have, which caused anxiety in her mind and for her spirit to be distressed. Martha allowed that which is good to get in the way of that which is better. Mary was disciplined, Martha's sister. She sat at Jesus' feet to hear his words. In Luke 10, in our text, in verse 39, the text tells us that Martha had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Sitting at his feet was the ancient posture for disciples or learners. We see that in Acts 22 and verse 3. And what this shows is that she was a disciple, and that being a disciple, she wanted to learn from him, the teacher. But she was more concerned about being a good disciple than being a good hostess. She chose the one thing that was truly needed. Back in our text in chapter 10 in verse 42, that's what Luke writes, is that she, the one thing that is needed, and Mary had chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. In the end, there is one thing that is really necessary. One thing. And that would be seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness. That's what we read in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6 and verse 33. He says there to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Paul would tell young preacher Timothy in chapter 4 of his first letter in verse 8, "For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." Mary chose that which had an eternal consequence. Martha, on the other hand, did not. One thing is needed, verse 42, and Mary had chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. The text says she chose that good part which will not be taken away from her. She could have got up and helped her sister in serving as a hostess, but she chose to listen to the words of Jesus, and Jesus offered a blessing that would last. In John 4 and verse 14, Jesus tells us that whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. He says in the next chapter of John, in verse 24, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in me, who sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life." Later on in the Gospel of John, in chapter 10, verses 27 and 28, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Of which even her sister Martha was aware. John 11, 21 through 27, "But Mary had the discipline to seek first things first, putting the better before the good." Now, from this example of these sisters, of Mary and Martha, we can learn some lessons. One of the lessons that we learn from Mary and Martha is, well, it comes in the form of a question. Are we distracted by things that may be good within themselves? Our duties as a husband and wife, as fathers and mothers, our responsibilities to our jobs, to our community. Jesus warned against allowing such things to take precedence in our lives. Family cannot come before our service to God. In Matthew 10 and verse 37, Jesus states here that he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Again, in Matthew 12, verses 46 through 50, it says, "While he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brother stood outside, seeking to speak with him. Then one said to him, 'Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, seeking to speak with you.' But Jesus answered and said to the one who told him this, 'Who is my mother and who are my brothers?' And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples and said, 'Here are my mother and brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.'" Family and work cannot come before the kingdom of God. That's what we see in this passage in Luke 14, again in verses 16 through 24. Cares of this world can render us unfruitful. In Luke's account of the parable of the sower in chapter 8 and verse 14, it says, "Now the ones," talking about the seeds there, "the ones that fell among the thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with the cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity." The cares of this world can leave us unprepared. In Luke 21, verse 34, Jesus says, "Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly." In other words, the judgment's coming. Are you ready? Are you distracted by the cares of this world? If we become distracted by even the things that are good, we'll find ourselves like Martha, worried, troubled, stressed out. We may even find ourselves like Saul, selling our inheritance for a morsel of food. Hebrews 12, verse 16. So, are we distracted by the good things in life? Here's another question. Are we disciplined? Are we disciplined to seek which is better, the one thing that is really needed, and that is the kingdom of God and His righteousness, eternal life, and the blessings that accompany it. Jesus taught in the value of choosing the good part. Again, in His Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33, He's talking there about God's providential care in our lives and not stressing out over the stuff that this life throws at us. There is an ample surplus to replace, or is there an ample surplus to replace our sacrifice for the gospel? Peace and joy which the world cannot give. If we are disciplined enough to make the proper choice, we will find ourselves like Mary, free from anxiety and praised by the Lord. We will find ourselves like Job, experiencing the end intended by the Lord, James 5 and verse 11. So, are we disciplined to choose which is better? You see, in this story of these sisters, Martha had the opportunity to serve the Lord again later on. On a joyous occasion, after the raising of her brother from the dead, John chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And then she served with no distraction, free from worry, with no rebuke from the Lord. Such is the case of those who learn from Mary and Martha, who put first things first, seeking first God's will and work in their lives. While the Lord comes first, they become better hosts, better spouses, better parents, better workers, better than if they had tried to do it on their own without God's help. Seek first the will of God, and everything falls into place. I truly believe that. Become distracted by even that which is good. Anxiety and problems will be our lot in life. One final question. Are you willing to learn from Mary and Martha? I want to thank you for being with me. If you have any questions or disagreements about what we've said here today, feel free to make contact with me. But as I've said in the past, be sure to bring your Bible and offer book, chapter, and verse for disagreements. If you'd like to listen to this lesson again, you can listen to the replay at 11:40 on this same station, or go to the church's website, that's churchateastside.com, and listen to it there. You can listen to past lessons. You can also listen to sermons that have been recorded, audio sermons, and you can read articles that have been written and posted there for your reading. I'll ask you again to remember that we have a gospel meeting coming up the 20th of this month. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 20th through the 22nd, with Brother Timothy Ruffin from the Bartlett, Tennessee area. If you are in the area or would like to visit with us, our services begin this morning at 9 a.m. for Bible study, followed by 10 a.m. for worship, 5 p.m. this evening for worship again, and then we'll have a midweek Bible study at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening. Again, I want to thank you for being with me.